Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Albania, we hear from Father Costantino Mamo, a friar of the province of Malta, who is serving as a missionary in Durres. His preaching today is entitled, The Better Part.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Now, as they went on their way, Jesus entered a certain village, where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister named Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to what he was saying. But Martha was distracted by her many tasks. So she came to him and asked, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her then to help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her." This is the word of the Lord. On January 26, 2021, Pope Francis decreed that 29 July be designated in the general Roman calendar as the memorial of Saints Martha, Mary, and Lazarus. Thus, the memorial of Saint Martha, which used to be celebrated on July 29, was extended to include the whole family of Bethany, where the Lord Jesus experienced the family spirit and friendship of Martha, Mary, and Lazarus. They loved Jesus, and he loved them. Today's liturgy offers us the possibility to choose from the two gospel stories that mention the family of Martha, Mary, and Lazarus. I chose to read and meditate on Luke's story. True, it gives us little information about the family, but it highlights the better part chosen by Mary. The lack of information gives rise to our curiosity, and we are tempted to sort of fill in the blanks. Who were those traveling to Jerusalem with Jesus? What happened to them? Were they invited to Martha's home? Which village did Jesus enter? And where was Lazarus? He is not mentioned at all in the story. If Luke chose not to tell us, I will not try to fill in these details. So let's go to Luke's story. Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. He entered a certain village. A woman welcomed him into her home. I imagine that after welcoming Jesus, she went about her duties as a host, and she had a lot to do. So she went to Jesus to tell him to ask her sister to help her, for she had a sister named Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to what he was saying. She told him, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? This is not just a cry for help." I imagine that she also wanted to listen to what Jesus was saying. But she could not do her duties as a host and at the same time pay attention to Christ's words. It is interesting that Martha did not address Jesus by name, as one would expect from friends. She addressed him as Lord, a title that speaks of resurrection. Or was she teasing him? A bit of humor in a situation that was becoming tense. Of course, I am inventing. But Jesus answered lovingly, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. There is need of only one thing." Was this a reproach, as some would have it? I do not think so. I imagine Jesus, with a smile on his face, lovingly touching Martha's shoulder, telling her that only one thing was necessary, for they were friends, they were family. Surely, There was no need for all the ceremonies and duties imposed by tradition and law when welcoming a stranger. Jesus was no stranger. "We only need some food. Come and share in our conversation," he would have told her. Many a time I found myself in similar situations, during which I had to politely ask the woman who was cooking, mother or wife, to come and sit with us at table, and she insisted in giving us the best, and this was an abundance of food, much of which remained untouched. Martha was not happy to be left out of the conversation, and asked for help from her sister Mary. Did she help her? Luke does not tell us. So it's not important to know what Mary did as an answer to her sister's call for help. However, we know what Jesus told Martha about her sister. He said, "Mary has chosen the better part." What does this mean? A choice between preparing a meal and listening to Jesus? A choice between active and contemplative life? I don't think so. What is then the better part Jesus was referring to? What did Mary do after welcoming Jesus to their home? She chose to sit at the Lord's feet and listen to him. I think the verb used is important. Jesus said, "Mary has chosen." That is, it was her initiative to put herself in the position of a disciple. Women were not supposed to be disciples. That's for men, not for women. That was the norm. So Mary's choice was groundbreaking. More so, Jesus' reaction. He told Martha, "Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her." Why? Because he accepted Mary as a disciple, and nobody can take away a gift given by Jesus. Jesus defends Mary's choice to sit and listen. In doing so, he counterculturally affirmed women's role as fully fledged disciples. In his answer to Martha's reaction, Jesus implicitly invites her to join her sister among the disciples. Because of Jesus, everybody, Jew or Greek, slave or free, male or female, can enjoy the freedom to offer or to accept to be disciples, with equal dignity and freedom. All are children of God. All are invited to follow their call, their vocation. Luke's silence about the presence of men in today's story, he only mentions Jesus, is an invitation for us to focus on Jesus' desire for us all to be disciples, nobody excluded. So, through the intercession of Saints Martha, Mary, and Lazarus, let us ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest, which is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Amen.